We're up to the third parak, Mishnah Beis. The Chanina Skana Kehanim Oimer. Chanina, who was the Skana Kehanim, who was the second in command of the Kehanim, said, "Havi misfal b'shloimish al Malchus, daven for the peace of the king, of the rulership." Malchus plural, if there's a few people governing. Shamali Meira, because without the fear of the Malchus, Ishes Reyeyu, a man to his friend, Chayim Balai, would swallow up each other's lives. Without rulerships, people would be in trouble. There's a few things to learn from this Mishnah. But Rabbeinu Yonah takes one nekuda, which is the main nekuda I want to focus on. Rabbeinu Yonah says that to daven for the shalom of the Malchus means to care about people around you. Rabbeinu Yonah on the spot says, he says, Zeh Inyan, this Mishnah, you think it's a Mishnah about davening for the American government, which it certainly means. But Rabbeinu Yonah takes something entirely different, a different point. Zeh Inyan with Sayin Aloymar means to say, Sheyesh La'adam L'spal Al Shalom Kaloylam. He should daven for peace around the world, V'litztar Al Tzar Shal Acherim. And to have pain, Yenis pain. To feel Yenis pain. Not to think people daven the Shemoneh is me, I should have. Get a little more open. Think about others around you. Daven for the world. Think big. Daven for the whole world. The matzav in Eretz Yisrael. A few new American troops. Daven for the ganze Welt. L'spal al shalom kol oilam. To be mispal for the peace of the whole world. V'litztar al tzar shel acherim. Learn to have Yenis pain. I wonder, I don't know if this pshat, that the way to feel Yenis pain is by davening for Yenim. It's interesting, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Rabbeinu Yonah is written b'diktuk, he should be mispalo for the shalom of the world and to feel their pain. If I carry it, you first say feel their pain and then daven. But he says daven for the world and feel their pain. L'chayim, it's a good hechatimsa. If you spend a lot of your tefillah is precious. You're lufnei Hashem. I don't know about the ilum. It's hard for me to focus for long lufnei Hashem. So it's not you just sit there for as long as you want. You have to get in your quest. You don't sit there in front of God and you try to have a focus from an esrei. And it's precious time in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And you should spend time in that precious time that we can focus. Our attention spans aren't myrdik. And not gevaldig. And in that time we can focus daven for the shalom of the world and be mitzar for the tzar of acherim. V'chein darkish and tzaddikim. He says this is the derech of tzaddikim k'may shavar dovra melech. And he quotes a pasuk in Tillim. He just quotes a little part. If you read the whole kapitel Tillim, it's kapitel lamed hey. David's speaking about his enemies and his enemies are making him crazy. And dovra melech says about his enemies b'chaloisam when they're sick levushi suck. I dress in a sackcloth. Inesi I'm in pain. But soim nashi I fast. When David's enemies are in pain, David's in pain for them. This means of caring for people around you. Don't only make your tefillahs for yourself, don't be self-centered. That there should be b'shalom, and make sure there's shalom for Malchus. There'll be shalom in the world. So Rabbeinu Yonah, Pashut, the Mishnah says, daven for the kings. You take out of this Mishnah, this looks like Rabbeinu Yonah, the Oymek of Chazal. Pashut, you say, daven for the king. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do I care about davening the king? Because the shalom of the world. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the point is, tzaddik and daven for others. Come out of yourself. Don't just focus, me. Daven for your friends around you, for a whole yeshiva. Think big. Start with a yeshiva. Daven for a yeshiva. Daven for a community. Daven for all the yidden of. Expand your horizons. And we should expand our horizon and daven for others. And it's the derech of tzaddikim, as he quotes this pasuk in Tillim, kapitel lamed gimel, that David HaMelech says, I pain myself b'chaloisim when they're sick. When my enemies are sick, I'm in pain. And there's the derech of tzaddikim to tracht about yenim, to be a feeling person, to feel yenis tzar. I think the different siba is what caused us not to feel Yenis Tzar. You meet people who feel Yenis pain. I remember an incident that happened to me once, and it was a learning experience. I remember I was standing by the bima in Yeshiva Rockaway, and a bacher showed me a letter he wrote to a rebbe. He was having a difficult time making a laning, and he wanted so he had a big rutzen to learn to grow, and he couldn't read a gemara. Pasha couldn't put together Gemara. He couldn't get Chavrusas Memeila. It was very bizarre. And he showed me a letter that he wrote to his Rebbe, like begging for Chavrusas, begging for help. And it was like he was very emotional himself, and he told me the bima. And I felt myself getting emotional. Could you hear Azad Sar Bachar just once, and it's so sin, he couldn't do it, he was so down on himself. And I remember like catching myself, like a machoism, holding it back. And I thought, perhaps, I'm saying at that bima, why are you holding it back? We make ourselves, because not because of stupid society is sometimes good, but there's a machoism in society not to express you're more of a tough guy, everything has to be okay. I don't know what the shayrish is, but there's a thing like mechatesi. So I remember at that time to make the decision. I usually don't make such a decision. I first held back, then I started crying. At the bima, I remember it was tak embarrassing. You had to be a little nevardik. Shifarakwa, you could do funny zachen. I remember the bacher, it was a big nechama to the bacher. I remember tak was a nechama. I just started crying. It was emotional. But the times we hold back, I sometimes think that movies contribute to this. Because on a movie you hold back, it confuses us. I wonder, this is a theory. I'm not promising this is true, I don't know. I wonder sometimes if a movie is very bad for our emotions, because here we're like all confusing ourselves. On the one hand, we feel like crying, and we know it's fake. It's all. I'm not sure if movies have an impact. Yesh laden v'lidn al zeh. They're bad for other reasons. But I wonder, on emotional sense, if it causes us to hold back and to be all confused our emotions. We want to cry. We should cry. We don't cry. But it's a big zach that somebody tells us something tragic. There's no mechatesa. The person has to sit there. And not, I mean, a person should be could let out a groan. Or could let out. If I care, this machoism. A person could be a feeling person. There's no, forget the machoism. He sees something that mechatesa. He shouldn't cry. Yeah. Maybe that would be one Eitzah. Certainly an Eitzah is Mispalo for Yenim. If you daven for Yenim, certainly it's an Eitzah. Certainly it's an Eitzah to do for Yenim. You start caring more about people around you. All these things are certainly Eitzahs. Yes?
Could it be that one has to be in pain to feel pain?
I don't want to believe so then you're limiting it. I can only cry for Yenim if you're limiting it. If I'm already down, certainly
not,
I agree.
Not necessarily down. At the moment, but someone who's gone, not exactly the same situation, but a situation where they can kind of understand.
It's relating, you have to relate to him. I don't know. I think you're saying something else.
I think he's like currently.
You mean I have to relate to what he's going through? I have to relate to the situation.
You hear like somebody who's very into sports, or somebody says, "Oh, that team lost." You're like, "Oh, wow, I feel because I remember my team lost."
I remember how I felt. So I agree with you. See, I thought you were saying a different word. The Bali Musa were against. Sometimes the guy has to picture it happening to himself to be sad. So he's starting like picturing it. Now there is a word, like your picture, that could happen to me. It's like a certain fear, like that. Noisy Berlum Chaver is tracked about Yenis Matziv. Tracked about Yenis Matziv. Noisy Berlum, you have to appreciate, certainly Binyamin's 100% right, that you have to think what he's going through. Tracked about his Matziv. You have to tzushtal to his Matziv. You're not relating to his Matziv. You're certainly not going to be sad. You have to relate to his Matziv. You have to daven for him. I think a big eight is davening for it, by the way. I think this with Ben Yoyin is very exact. Ben Yoyin says, daven for it and feel it. I think the oimik of this, why does he say mispalo for Yenim? Notice that Ben Yoyin learns a Mishnah. This was his big theme in life, it's an office. Daven for the king! That was his theme. His verb, why did he say feel for everybody? And everybody anyway learned that's what he means. Because he's telling you the secret. I think it's a big secret. Daven for Yenim. Daven for him. When you daven, when you're mischani for it, you're doing something, you're going in front of Hashem and you're begging for it. See, it's a big eitzah to feeling it. A very big eitzah. Like when Yom HaZichar is noisy boil, you have to, one of the kinyanim of Torah, the Memches kinyanim, is noisy boil. You have to appreciate what he's going through. You have to pashtay what he's going through. But this nekud, as Ben Yoyinah says, the derech of tzaddikim. It's the style of tzaddikim that they care about others. So that's I would say, the biggest yisayid of this Mishnah is to become a person who cares about others, who's mitzayir and Yenisar, who tracks about Yenisar, who's like tzushtels to Yenisar, who thinks about it, and most of all davens to Yenisar, who pleads to Hashem, please help me out. How many people we hear about with Shidduchim, all people talk about the Shidduch crisis and other crises, and we have friends who say, oi, 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 groaning. It's going to be a tremendous bizyonis. It's frightening. Think about it after 120, the day of truth. Think about the bizyonis we're groaning. Oh, you sit at a Shabbos table and you're exchanging tzaras. Oh, you heard about this, you heard about that. Did anybody daven for it? Nobody daven. It's our biggest tool, a kol yankov, the koich of tefillah, nobody daven. It's a bizyayinus. All our groans, oh, you're so sad, daven for it. Daven for it. You see our friends going through a difficult moment, we should daven. Frightening. It's But you're going to be embarrassed, and they're going to play me the tape that I gave Musa in daven. It's doch erger, it's doch a lot more embarrassing. We have to daven for Yenim. We have to be mechazik, a rizik, a chizik to daven for Yenim. To really concentrate on Yenim. And to feel their pain, the Rabbeinu Yonah calls the derech of tzaddikim. It's the style of tzaddikim, we have to be mechazik in this. There's another inyan of the Mishnah. The main thing I want to bring out is Rabbeinu Yonah. I hope it doesn't take away. But there's another inyan in the Mishnah, there's Ayin Pan Mutari. Zich doesn't take away, there's another pshat. She has to focus on it so fast. She should let this sit for at least 24 hours. But there is another inyan in this Mishnah that, there's another inyan of the Mishnah that the importance of leadership. This Reb Chanino, you have to know when he was the Kayin. It's a very important historical point here. He was the Kayin b'shas the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, the rulers, were terrible. In matter of fact, they were appointing the Kehanim Gedolim. Remember, he was assistant Kayin. Sigana Kayin was assistant Kayin. And they were appointing the Kayin Gedolim. They were wreaking havoc. They were selling it to people who weren't worthy. And he still said, Dam for the kingdom. What the Pirush of Mishnah is, Kipshutai is even a bad king you should daven for. The importance of leadership. People a lot of times kvetch about their boss in a business. Any business they're in, it's tremendously important to have leadership. Sometimes we don't like the leadership. It's better to have a weak, not the best leadership than no leader at all. Leadership's important. When there's no leader, people run havoc. They swallow one another. It's a beautiful lashon. I love the lashon. Chayim baloi. They swallow each other up. Each one infringes another. Leadership puts things in place. When you have a good leader, and it's good to know it's being a leader, good leadership is people don't feel jealous of each other. Each one has a role, has a tafkid. Good leadership, this is the pirush, it's very wichtig, it's very important to know this. Good leadership, well, people here could be leaders. This is important to know about good leadership. Without leadership, a person swallows each other up. So then what's leadership? When you give each one a space. Each one has a job, mission. When you give every person their own mission, all of a sudden there's no competition. Each one, nobody swallows each other up. Each one feels satisfied. That's the role of leadership. So without the fear of leadership, without the guidelines that leadership sets, this is your job, this is what you have a job. If you don't have a job, there's no lines, there's no mission, there's no, I don't have mine, he doesn't have his, we swallow, we get in each other's way. That's the side of leadership. And that's the Mishnah saying, you should daven for the king, because without the king, without the fear of the king, without the order the king brings, the orderness, the seder, the mission the king brings, so a person swallows himself up, the male will be mispallel for the shalom of the malchus. There's another, I would like to just read the first words of the next Mishnah. We're not learning today. I will not be around tomorrow night. But the next Mishnah says, Reb Chanina ben Tarajan says, Shnayim sheyoshven, two people sitting, ve'ein beineyim divrei Torah, zeh Moshe leitzim. And there's no Torah between them, it's a sitting of scoffers, zeh Moshe leitzim. We will talk more about the Mishnah, Blinad, on Wednesday night. What I want to say today is it says, ve'ein beineyim, there's not between them divrei Torah. Explains Reb Chaim, Neruah Chaim, Reb Chaim explains he was the Talmud of Reb Chaim V'Lashin, the Talmud of the Gra, and he says, what's the name beineyim? There's not between them divrei Torah. What does it mean between them? They don't speak divrei Torah. What's not beineyim between them? He says it means that they don't speak to each other in learning. Two people, they don't value each other's opinion. There's not beineyim divrei Torah. It doesn't flow back. They don't ask each other. They don't inquire of each other. It's a meishav leitzim. Reb Chaim V'Lashin says it's a leitzonus of each other about what a yid means. Ask him pshat. Get off your high horse. Ask your friend what he holds. What had he learned? Aim beinayim divrei Torah means that two people don't value each other's opinion. Shnayim sheyoshven is not between them. They're learning, but it's not between them. It's not flowing back. Well, he's asking him. Each one's too high and proud. I'm not going to ask him. That says I'm lower than him, and I'm asking him. He should ask me. Aim beinayim divrei Torah is a meishav leitzim, is a leitzonus. Is scathing, is a lack of value of a yid. Of each yid is a tremendous value, a tremendous level. They can give a tremendous clarity. Every bacher can give a tremendous clarity in learning. It's amazing what you hear when you learn the Chabura. I'm like a second Seder, I learn the Chabura. It's amazing what you get. This one says this time, that one says this time. It does not be named. You don't respect people to ask their opinions, to hear how people learn Pshat. I don't need to hear what he learned. That's a Moshe Leitzman. It's like Sonos on the Koyach of the Yid, Chaim V'Lashin said. On the power of each Yid in Torah, each Yid's understanding of Torah, to appreciate his understanding, to ask him how he learned, to hear him out. to try to see how he's understanding. That's Reb Chaim Volozhin learns his Mishnah.